From Wanakee to McFarland, 92.7 FM is essential radio to get you through the pandemic.
Supposed to start talking over Led Zeppelin. I don't know if I can do it. When the Levee Breaks. Man, what a classic. I remember when that album came out. There was nothing else like that at the time. Anyway, going back to Led Zeppelin 4, right? You are tuned in to Matt Flynn Direct. I'm Stu Daniels filling in for Matt today. And I thank you for tuning in. Feel free to give us a call if you want to join the conversation. 844-967-2789 is the phone number. You can also text us at that number. We've been discussing what's going on in Ukraine, whether it's time to sanction Russian oil, how we should go about it, what would be most effective. Are we willing to pay a little bit more at the pump if the price of gas goes up? And are we already being gouged by the oil companies? I think it's obvious. Anytime anybody talks about inflation or the price of oil going up, the oil companies take full advantage and just start jacking up the price at the pump. Just my opinion. But anyway, what do you think? I think we might have time to get to a story as well about that gouging at the pump. Before the break, I just started the story about what's going on with China and how they feel about this invasion in the Ukraine by the Russians. I should say by Vladimir Putin. Now, that's one of the craziest things about this whole saga, is just the fact that one person is behind this whole thing. There's only one person that wants to invade Ukraine. If you go into Russia and ask the Russian people if they want to invade Ukraine, destroy the cities, kill women and children, they, of course, would say no. Nobody wants to do that. Nobody on earth wants that to happen except one person. Huh. Would we be better off if that person was not on this earth? I don't know. Ask Lindsey Graham. He said it's time for somebody to take that guy out. Now, does he mean out of office? Or does he mean out of sight? Anyway, getting back to this article that we started before the break. This is from the New York Times, from David Leonhardt. And it talks about China and how they feel about what's going on. It says here in this article that as China has emerged as a power over the past decade, it has benefited from the political disarray among its global rivals. The United States organized a Pacific trade pact meant to counter China's rise and then refused to ratify that very pact because of domestic policies, or I should say domestic politics. The U.S. also alienated longtime allies in Europe with Donald Trump's America First policy. The European Union has been even more chaotic with the departure of one of its biggest members, Britain. China, all the while, has been strengthening its economic ties with countries around the world. Chinese leaders have been thrilled by the contrast between their own apparent competence and the West's disorganization. It seemed to augur a new international order in which China would compete with the U.S. for supremacy. That scenario still seems likely, but Russia's invasion of Ukraine has complicated it. The war is arguably the most problematic international development for China in years. It has unified much of the rest of the world, including the United States, the European Union, Britain, and Japan in support of Ukraine, with a diplomatic boldness that these countries have often lacked in recent years. China's leaders, on the other hand, are in a partnership with the world's new villain, Vladimir Putin. Quote, "This is both a crisis and an opportunity," Ryan Haass, who oversaw China's policy on the National Security Council in the Obama administration, told me. "The crisis part is obvious. A brutal invasion is killing Ukrainians and Russian soldiers and potentially destroying Ukraine as a country. As horrible as the war is, the opportunity is real. The relative isolation of Russia and China offers a chance to help defeat Russia in the short term and to check the rise of an authoritarian China in the longer term. China and Russia share some major interests. They both would like American influence to wane so that they have a freer hand to dominate their regions and exert global influence. These shared interests help explain why Xi Jinping and Putin released a joint statement last month professing their country's friendship and harshly criticizing the U.S. Quote, "Both share in the belief that the United States is determined to hobble the ascent of their countries," Amy Quinn, who covers China for the Times, told me. "And they have signaled a desire to see a world order in which Washington's influence is far diminished. But the China-Russia relationship also has its limits and tensions. The two countries compete for influence in Asia and elsewhere and have fundamentally different diplomatic strategies. China is trying to shape and lead the existing world order. It benefits enormously from international stability," Fareed Zakaria, the foreign policy journalist, has pointed out. As the Times' Thomas Friedman wrote, "Peace has been very good for China. Russia is both weaker and less satisfied with the recent developments." Quote, "Putin may dream of restoring Soviet-era greatness," Paul Krugman wrote yesterday, "but China's economy, which was roughly the same size as Russia's 30 years ago, is now 10 times as large." Going over that again, China's economy, which was roughly the same size as Russia's 30 years ago, is now 10 times as large. Anyway, there may be some silver linings to this whole madness, but I don't know. It's like, where is China going to go? Who are they going to side with? It's everything's up in the air, right? Hey, if you have an opinion on this, give us a call. 844-967-2789 is the phone number. You can also text us at that number. You can email me at stewmanradio@gmail.com. You are tuned in to Matt Flynn Direct. We'll be back in a minute.